In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to another news. I'm Jeff Brady. There are several articles reinforcing a myth about distilled water that has floated around for decades. One myth purveyed is that it leaches minerals from the body. That statement is partially true, but what type of minerals are removed? Many people know that drinking distilled water will not lead to an early death. However, that has also been the essence of a disinformation campaign since the 1970s. Among the sources of these articles is the World Health Organization and on Dr. Mercola's website, according to Andrew Weber. We hear a presentation by Andrew describing in detail what distilled water does in the human body, and he also discusses urine therapy, another form of distilled water. You'll also hear Andrew mention how drinking distilled water can begin to remove sodium fluoride from the body. In one interview, Andrew states that when autopsies are performed on those living in communities with fluoridated water, quote, they find fluoride at about 5 to 10 parts per million through most of the body, but when they get to the pineal gland during the autopsy, it's at 22,000 parts per million. It goes there like a magnet, having a rock in the very center of your head at your most important, most precious gland for thinking. That would be the obvious first place you'd want to look for problems. And the beauty of distilled water is that it melts that. Most people aren't aware there's a massive conspiracy to hide the knowledge of distilled water. End quote. Andrew Norton Weber was born in Farmington, Maine. He's an artist, lecturer, and health researcher. Let's have a listen.
Pretend you don't know anything and go around and ask people about distilled water. Should I drink it or not? Over and over, you'll get this constant reaction from people. No, no, don't drink it. It'll leach minerals from the body. And this comes from this fake science article, which is supported by Dr. Mercola's website. And most people love Dr. Mercola, but his job is actually to be the front man for fooling people that distilled water kills people. He's great on fluoride, he's great on GMO, he's great on vaccines. But this is all so that he can be the front man so people will listen to him. This is a classic 80-20 bait and switch deception agent. 80% truth, and the vital, most important 20% throws you off course. Because he never tells you how to get rid of fluoride or the GMO garbage out of your body or the vaccines, which is exactly what distilled water does. Remember, all foreign objects are removed from the body by pure distilled water. So the main ruse in this article is that they just simply say, distilled water, do not drink it because it will leach minerals from the body. Well, this is an on-purpose half-truth. What they are doing here on purpose is not bothering to distinguish that there's two types of minerals. There's organic and inorganic. And the body can only use and can only assimilate organic minerals, which are found in living fruits and vegetables. The body cannot use inorganic minerals. This is what these stones are. That's what stones, dirt, rocks, these are all inorganic minerals. And it's the inorganic ones that have that positive charge. Organic minerals, and I'm not talking about the way it's farmed, I mean this is the actual chemical listing of it. Organic minerals are living and they have a negative electrical charge. So it is physically, scientifically, magnetically impossible for distilled water to leach the organic minerals from the body because of the electrical charge. They can only leach the inorganic ones. And so yes, it is true to say that distilled water leaches minerals from the body, but you have to distinguish what type you're talking about. Of course, they don't do that. They just leave it as a blank statement. It will leach minerals from the body. And that's what most people are fooled by. And if you go around asking about it, you'll constantly hear doctors, and even if the layman knows anything about distilled water, no, you shouldn't drink it, it's too aggressive, it leaches minerals from the body. But it is only aggressive to things that are dead, and that's the beauty of it. That's why you are a water-based creature. Science cannot make a distiller that matches the quality of pure water that the body can make. The liver and the kidneys together make the ultimate pure distilled water in the universe. And let me distinguish. Distilled water sounds scientific. It sounds like it came out of a laboratory. You need to understand that pure water and distilled water are two terms for the exact same thing. See, in the early death article, they use the term distilled water. It sounds scientific. It sounds like it came from a laboratory. But look up in any thesaurus. Purified and distilled are synonyms. They're interchangeable. And oftentimes when you buy a gallon of distilled water, in the description, in the small print, it'll say purified by steam distillation, or it'll say pure steam. Well, steam is water, so that means pure water. So that article starts to sound funny when you realize that distilled water and pure water are the same thing. Try to replace that term distilled. Early death comes from drinking pure water. That doesn't appeal to anybody's common sense. It slaps you upside the head. And rain is a distilled water. Early death comes from drinking rainwater. That doesn't appeal to, that doesn't make any sense. Everybody knows you want pure rain. That's wonderful. Well, we've got the chemtrails now, so it's kind of ruining our current weather. It's a common response to me, yeah, but Andrew, distilled water is not found in nature, because they think it only means out of a machine, a steam distiller. But this is the opposite of truth. The Mother Nature, whenever she makes new water, the only type of water she makes is distilled water. All precipitation, rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog, all live fruit and vegetable juices, these are all distilled waters. All waters inside your body, it's the only reason you're still alive, because the liver and kidneys are constantly creating pure distilled water. Urine and breast milk and blood plasma, the amniotic fluid, these are all distilled waters. Distilled is in the term itself. Distilled really isn't a type of water. It's a condition of water. Any water that's pure, no matter what method you take together, it doesn't have to be a distiller. It could be two reverse osmosis machines, or it could be the orange tree creating pure water inside the orange. It could be nature's hydrologic cycle and the evaporation goes up. That evaporation, that is brand new water.
Keep going, don't worry too much.
Mother Nature's the hydrologic cycle. That too is a distillation method. When you see the water evaporate, that is brand new water. They left behind everything that was in it. And then it goes up, it becomes rain, and rain is a little bit older because it's collecting a little bit, and then it comes down and it hits the ground and it goes into the mountains and the lakes and the springs. Spring water and lake water and rivers and streams, that's all old water. You want to choose the water on the hydrologic cycle where it's at its newest. And the newest point is like dew and evaporation, which is just lifting off. And slightly, rain is really nice, and mist and snow and dew and fog. But when it comes down back to the ground, remember, the ground is made of stones. These are all inorganic minerals. Spring water and mountain spring water are deadly. And there are so many people in the alternative health world that think that these are awesome for you. And they call it natural living water. Well, it's got dirt and rocks in it. Have you ever been tempted to eat a bowl of dirt, sit down with a spoon and start eating it? No, it's because instinctually you know it's dead. All of these fancy spring waters that people pay a lot of money for, they proudly list on the side calcium, magnesium, potassium. But they don't bother listing the full chemical name, because if they did, they'd have to write inorganic calcium, inorganic magnesium, inorganic potassium. Because this is water that's been running through the ground or through a mountain. It says right in the title, mountain spring water. Well, what's a mountain made out of? It's made out of dirt. And so you got dirt water. You know, if you just had a pile of dirt right here, and you ran a clean glass of water through it and picked it up on the other side, It's going to have dirt in it. Well, you just made a mini mountain. Now you've got mountain spring water. If the minerals in spring water are so good for you, why can't I just box up the dirt on my ground and sell it in packages in the store? It's loaded with minerals. But this is the problem. You have to distinguish what type of mineral you're talking about. You have to distinguish whether it's alive or dead, organic or inorganic. Distilled water, I was starting to say this before, distilled water is not really a type of water. Any water that's pure, no matter what method you took to get there, whether it's Mother Nature's hydrologic cycle or an orange tree making pure orange juice, or the body, the liver and the kidneys creating urine and blood plasma and breast milk. A condition of pure water, no matter what method it took to get there, whether it was distillers or two reverse osmosis machines in a row or 50 carbon filters in a row, it doesn't matter. Whatever method you take to get it pure, once you have pure water, when water is pure, a condition of it is that it's distilled. And it's the meaning of it, and what that means is right in the word itself. It's been distilled, meaning the more objects that water has in it besides hydrogen and oxygen, the stiller it becomes. And if you add enough objects, you get mud, which doesn't move at all, right? You remove all those objects, and it's free moving. There's nothing sticking to the individual molecules. It's able to roll and move around perfectly. And it also comes back to the electrical charge. When there's no positively charged objects sticking to the individual negative charge of the water molecules, when every molecule in a body of water has a perfect negative charge, think of when you have magnets, and when you have the opposite sides, they stick to each other. But when you put the two same sides together, there's like this invisible force field. They don't really want to go against each other. They don't seem to go together. That's what a body of pure water is like. Every water molecule is radiating spherically a full negative charge. And so they're all actually pushing away from each other. They all want to get away from there. They can roll around each other perfectly. And this is what creates the distilled quality, the free-flowing quality. Whenever you try distilled water, you notice it just flows down your throat really easily versus a lot of waters, tap water, spring water, mineral water. Even if you're really thirsty, you try to chug it. Sometimes it doesn't seem to go down. And it's because there's invisible rocks and sand in it. Distilled water never does that. And you can call it pure water. It's the same thing, pure water, distilled water. That's what you first notice when you drink it, is how easy it is to drink it. It just flows down your throat. And this is because it's distilled. There's nothing attached to it. Now, this also explains, anybody that's done any urine fasting, when you get roughly 5 days out, it becomes rainwater clear, and there's nothing more attached to it, and it becomes easy to drink. And so when people are doing these 30 and 40 day urine fasts and these typical testimonials, the 5% ingredients aren't there anymore that people generally like to talk about in the urine therapy books. The urea, the urokinase, all the vitamins, minerals. The blood has reached a perfect homeostasis. It's perfect water. It's the water of life. This description in the Bible is actually literal. It's not an allegory. It flat out, it's the water. And so for the first 5 days, yeah, it's kind of yellowish, but it gets clearer and clearer and clearer. And then somewhere about 5 days out on average, it becomes perfectly clear. And for the next 30 or 40 days that they're going, all they're looping is pure water, which is distilled water. And that's what's doing it. That is what is vacuuming the cancer out of the body, the arthritis, the plaque in the veins, the cataracts. So the vision comes back, the hair follicles, the hair starts to regenerate. There's garbage everywhere. There's not a machine that you know of that runs better with objects stuck in between the parts. It's very allegorical to your car. If you don't ever change the oil in your car, it breaks down. If you don't ever clean the engine, if the fuel injector cleaner, fuel injectors get dirty, they get deposits in them, you run engine cleaner through it. This is what pure water is to the body. And this is truly what urine does when somebody has to go on a 30 to 40 day fast. They're running engine cleaner for the human body, which is pure water, because you're a water-based creature. For distilled water or urine, know that there's four distilled waters. There's not just urine. And that's the beauty of this new knowledge coming out, is you don't just have the one option of urine. You have the one artificial source of distilled waters, which is any machine-made distilled water, whether it's a steam distiller or there's solar distillers or even reverse osmosis machines. They become very close. And this is a new category to add to close enough, as in horseshoes and hand grenades. You can also throw water in there because it's a matter of how close you get to a zero purity, to zero parts per million, which you can use a TDS meter to measure your water. The TDS stands for total dissolved solids. It's a very simple, wonderful tool, about $15. And you can stick it in your water and it'll give you a readout of the parts per million. And you perfectly made distilled water should be zero parts per million. But I have a friend who has a reverse osmosis machine in his house, and his comes out at 4 parts per million. But he's having the exact same fountain of youth effects. He hasn't changed his diet at all, but weight is just shedding off of him because he's doing the proper amount. And this is what I'll tell you now. You need to drink 1 gallon a day of distilled water. And this may sound like a lot, but it's not. And I can show you there's a number of places where this is already happening so you can feel comfortable with it. The first thing is to look back at urine therapy. Whenever anybody does one of these 30 or 40 day fasts, and I've done it myself, I've done 30 or 40 days, but I've done a 7 day fast. And when I measure the daily output, it's 1 gallon to 1.5 gallons. In fact, when I did measure, it was exactly 1.5 gallons. Because if that's all you're taking in and you measure it every time you pee, they're drinking, on average, 1 gallon to 1.5 gallons. So you mimic this. If urine is not for you, you can mimic this by drinking 1 gallon of distilled water. Or the fruit juices. Or the precipitation. Rain, mist, snow, dew, and fog. You got any artificially made distilled water, and you got the three other sources. So there's four of them. The three natural sources are all the living fruit and vegetable juices, all water inside plants, all waters inside the bodies, and all waters that Mother Nature makes in the hydrologic cycle. So we have four choices of waters to choose from, not just urine. And I get phone calls and emails and testimonials from around the world now on a daily basis. And never do I get testimonials of a miraculous nature from people that are drinking 1/4 to 1/2 gallon a day. And in liters talk, 1 gallon is roughly 4 liters. So I never get testimonies from people drinking 1 liter to 2 liters a day. It's always 4 liters/1 gallon. And you need this volume, it seems, to start a river running through you. You've had 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 decades to collect these deposits. And your body, most people are not even drinking hardly any water at all, let alone this volume, let alone pure water. And pure water has nothing stuck to it already. This is the problem with mountain spring waters and spring water and mineral water. These are water molecules that already have a load attached to them, so they've got no more room to pick up new objects. So that's the purpose of drinking pure water, is it's got lots of room to pick up new objects. And if you've lived all these years, the riverbed of your body has run dry. And there's settlements and deposits everywhere. And you need to get this volume flowing through you to re-wet the riverbed. There's parts in your body that haven't seen the proper flow of water in a long time. And you'll find it easier, and people testify this to me all the time, it becomes easier and easier to drink the gallon a day because the cells start to remember that, oh yes, water, that's right. I remember what it's like, because your cells function their best when they're on pure water. And people move from, boy, it's hard to drink a gallon a day, to they actually start craving it and actually starts to become easy. And a lot of times they get beyond the gallon and they start going up to a gallon and a half a day. And another way to feel comfortable about this is that in the distilled water books I mentioned, they generally recommend a gallon to a gallon and a half a day. So we got those doctors saying that, plus everybody that's ever done a urine fast, they drink a gallon to a gallon a day. So the body can handle this. A lot of people try to scare you away from it, say, no, that's too much. Well, okay, I'd say 5 gallons would be too much. But the most I've seen a doctor recommend is a gallon and a half. You know, maybe, and that's for the average 5'10", 150-pound man. So you have to correlate or do the math yourself above and below that. If you've got a 75-pound child, then a half a gallon a day. And obviously, if you've got a 7-foot-tall man, I'm sure you can handle 2 gallons, but it'll just have to use your own intuition after that. But the method is, and it's so important, I just have to repeat it. If you remember nothing else from this film, drink the purest water you can find, and just as equally important is the method, is the volume. You need a high volume, you need a gallon or 4 liters a day. People that do this, here's a general pattern of what happens. Within 3 days, they start to feel more energy than ever. They feel this subtle lift. Because what is water? It's 2 rocket fuels. It's hydrogen and oxygen. These are full of energy. General pattern, what I noticed when people start drinking the gallon a day. And it doesn't matter whether it's urine, juices, precipitation, or distilled water. I mean, any combination, just as long as the total volume per day is a gallon to a gallon and a half. And within 3 days, people notice more energy than ever. They start to look around, everybody else seems like everybody else moving slow. Well, it's because pure water is full of hydrogen and oxygen. These are both rocket fuels. They give you lots of energy. Soccer players and football players, after a big run, they huff on oxygen. Elderly people who have trouble breathing, they have to carry around a prescription for an oxygen tank, and they carry an oxygen tank and they breathe on it. Well, pure water is 2/3 oxygen. And I know it says H2O, and you might think it's 2/3 hydrogen, but the hydrogen molecule is very small compared to the oxygen molecule. So a gallon of pure water is really, you know, that's a huge tank of oxygen. And so it gives you this energy, and your body starts to function better. And then, so that's 3 days out, and from there you'll start noticing that. At 30 days out, you'll know this is right because your skin, you starts to feel moist and dewy, and it has a sheen to it. And you will have constantly kept feeling that energy. And at 90 days out is when things of a miraculous nature happen. But they're not miraculous. It's just the way that water works. They're miraculous only compared to what you're told is possible in Western medicine. But the reason it's called the Fountain of Youth is because it starts to de-age you. And just here in Colombia alone, I have 3 70- to 80-year-olds who have had pure white hair for at least 2 decades. And all 3 of them, their hair is turning, they're turning from white to gray. And then I think 2 of them have black hair. Suddenly they go, Andrew, look, and they show me their hair. And there's pure black hair sprouting out. And one of them, Joe, has got a white beard. It's been white for at least 2 decades. He's got black, he says it looks salt and pepper colored now. So he's reversing an age. And they haven't touched a drop of urine. But you see, these are exactly the same effects you hear about in urine therapy. The lost fountain of youth. And it's called the fountain of youth because it de-ages you. And this is the reason you see this common garden fountain sculpture around the planet of the little boy peeing into the fountain? This is a hidden pictogram for the Fountain of Youth, and it's even following the same pattern. The boy pees into the fountain, and the pump sucks it back up. It goes into it, and it pees it out again. Well, this is what you do when you practice urine therapy. You pee out into a glass, and you put it back in, and you pee out into glass, and it keeps going round and around in a circle. And it gives you life, and the body starts to de-age, and it comes back to life. But I'm seeing the exact same effects by people who aren't even touching urine. I've got three people who have had complete bald spots on their heads. And after doing the gallon a day, at about 90 days out, they have a brand new patch of hair growth in a spot that was perfectly bald, and they didn't even touch urine. Now, I know this is blasphemy to a lot of people in the urine therapy world, but you have to understand this. This will help you to get so many more people healthy, because a lot of people aren't ready for urine in the beginning. And this helps you to make the transition. Let them do distilled water for a month first. Let them clean out their body without the terrible flavor. It's hard for people to stop eating bad cooked food and nasty food, which makes the urine taste awful. Let them drink the fruit juices or the distilled water. This cleans out and it makes the blood highways the first system to be clean, because you can't move garbage out of the body if the highway system is full of potholes and boulders and garbage and debris. The urine starts to become clear. I have my own personal testimony of this. My father and I, we look physically similar, and we have two identical allergies. We are both allergic to walnuts and wasps. Now, the walnut one is not so bad. As a kid growing up, I would know if something had walnuts in it, say some banana bread or some cookies, if they didn't tell me, because 20 minutes later, my mouth would erupt in canker sores. And it's pretty painful. But my father and I are also both deathly allergic to wasp stings. And before I knew about urine, my father experienced this too. He got stung once by a wasp, and his chest and throat started to close up, go into what's called anaphylactic shock. Luckily, he got to a hospital at the time, and they calmed him down manually. Same thing happened to me a couple of years before I knew about this trick with urine therapy. I got stung by a wasp, and I started to get a little bit itchy, and I started to get red blotches. And I said to my friend, I said, I think you better take me to the drugstore to get some Benadryl and antihistamine. So we're on the way to the drugstore, and my chest started to constrict. And I said, no, I think you better take me to the hospital. And we drove straight to the hospital, and it was packed. It looked like a five-hour wait if you had a broken finger or something. I went to the front desk, and I told them what was wrong. I told them I thought I was having anaphylactic shock to a wasp sting. They took my name, told me to sit down. I wasn't sitting but 5 to 7 seconds before they said, Andrew Weber, and they called me, and I was immediately surrounded by five doctors and nurses. They put a liquid Benadryl in one arm, they put a liquid IV in the other, they put oxygen to my face, and they manually calmed me down. Because anaphylactic shock can take you over in 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or 30 minutes. It varies every time, but the whole body can just shut down. And so after that, he prescribed me an EpiPen, and I was terrified to go out in nature, because who knows, or you know, what if I forget it, or going for a walk, or I'm in downtown, or wherever, and I get stung by a wasp for whatever reason. I'll either have to run to the emergency room, or be lucky enough to have brought my EpiPen with me, which you got to jab in the thigh, and it stops the allergic reaction. Now, there's a beautiful trick that everybody should know about, and this should have been your birthright knowledge. Once you hear this, you never have to worry about any snake bite, scorpion bite, spider bite. It's a total joke, and it speaks to your truly intelligent design of your body. Seconds after any poison enters your bloodstream, the antidote will be in your urine. And all you have to do is pee out a little bit into your hand, put it in your mouth, and hold it under your tongue. Antigens are in your urine, and these are homeopathic-sized dots, infinitesimally small dots of whatever's wrong with you. And even on a daily basis, the most minimal thing you can do to have the biggest impact is to put 10 drops under your tongue once a day of your urine and just hold it there for 10 minutes. These two lymph nodes under your tongue produce antibodies, and they study the antigens in your urine. And so if you have the flu, there'll be flu antigens in the urine. And this is the most that you could say, you know, when you talk about, people want to talk about the urine being toxic. Well, these are so small, they work just like vaccines. They aren't big enough or enough of the poison to hurt you, but they are enough to let the lymph nodes get an education. Say, for instance, the polio virus. They put dead polio cells in the shot, and they give you a shot. And now your body can study it because it's not a living virus, it's the dead virus cells. And they can study it without danger or damage. And they go, oh, this is what's messing with us. Well, this is the same with your urine. The liver and the kidneys are the ultimate filters, and they let through the tiniest dots of whatever's wrong with you. And so, especially when it comes to being out in nature and you get stung by or bit by a rattlesnake, you know, within 5 seconds it's in there. And in my science books about it, urinalysis in clinical laboratory practice, they state in there that the kidneys move through 1,000 liters of liquid every 24 hours. It's incredibly fast. So I'm sure it's within there within 5 seconds, but wait 15 seconds. Then pee out in your hand and just put a little bit under your tongue and hold it there. These two lymph nodes will study the antigens, and they go, ah, this is who's messing with us. And they start popping out the right antibodies. It will stop the allergic reaction in real time. 2 years later, I happened to be working in the same area, and I uncovered a wasp nest, and sure enough, a wasp stung me right on the arm. And I go, oh my gosh, there's my chance. Because by now I had read the 1,000 testimonials, and I knew about this trick, but I'd never had my own chance to try it. I waited about 15 seconds, and I peed out into my hand, and I just put a little bit under my tongue. And I sat there at the kitchen table with the car keys in one hand and the EpiPen in the other. And my friend who had driven me to the hospital, he was there too. And we sat there at the table. 10 minutes went by. 20 minutes. 30 minutes. 40 minutes. Nothing happened. Absolute silence on the part of the body. Whereas last time, I was sure I was going to die, and if I had not gotten help, I would have died. The body would have shut down. This time, nothing happened. And the only thing I felt, aside from the initial pain of the sting, was a slight itching in that spot 3 days later. And I even put a urine-soaked cotton ball on it and taped it to it. It's happened twice again since then, and I've done the exact same thing. And now I knew after the first time, I knew it would work, even though I never had my own chance to try it, because there's so many testimonials from around the world of people doing this exact same thing. Whether it's a black mamba or a coral snake, or they're allergic, or it's peanut allergies or milk allergies, it doesn't matter. This is a trick that you can always correct in the body with this one simple method. And not only will it stop an allergic reaction in real time, but you can make a homeopathic formula of your urine. When you're having the height of the reaction, there's a lot of those antigens in your urine, or bits of data if you want to call them that. And so you can take just one drop of your urine during that allergic reaction and save it and put it into 2 tablespoons of pure water or pure alcohol if you like, any of the white liquors, gin, rum, vodka, and you succuss it. That means to shake it vigorously 50 times. And that perfectly distributes that one drop of urine throughout those 2 tablespoons of either pure water or pure liquor. Now, put 5 drops under the tongue, say, 3 times a day, until that bottle is gone. And what you're doing is you're continually giving yourself a homeopathic dosage of that lesson, of that poison. And so the body actually learns to never have the reaction in the first place. And you could do this with anybody that's suffering, especially these children who can't even go near lunchrooms with peanut allergies or milk allergies. You can make this formula and completely erase the allergy. The people do not have to suffer these allergies for life. And the sodium fluoride in the water is almost entirely responsible for all the allergies, especially the gluten allergies, and that too can be erased. Sodium fluoride dissolves the hydrogen bonds in between your DNA. You know, the double twisted helix shape and you got the ladder rungs? Those are hydrogen bonds. And sodium fluoride literally dissolves the hydrogen bonds and your DNA unravel. This is why the body is making mistakes. It's because the DNA has been strongly damaged. But you can correct this knowledge, you can correct this mistake by using your own water, which has the information in it. Now we're going down to a local grocery store where you can get distilled water. It's generally about 99 cents a gallon. So, you know, it's not as at Walmart, you can find it at 74, 88 cents a gallon. But even at 99 cents a gallon, that's $30 for a month's supply of the best medicine or you could ever put in your body. It's the cheapest thing. That should be everybody's first food budget item every month. $30 for pure water. What a bargain. And you know, the funny thing is also usually the cheapest water in the store. People are paying, $4 for a liter of Fiji water or whatever, all these expensive waters. Flu shots available here. No appointment. Come on in. Those have been up 24/7 now, 365 days a year. Here's a third shot. Don't hide from the flu. Oh, it's got that weatherman on it, Dr. Al Roker. Get your flu shot now. So who needs that when you got your own urine? It's got the flu antigens in it. This is exactly what these are mimicking, except these have mercury and thimerosal in them. Pure poison. Can't hide from the flu at Rite Aid, but make sure you know about it. And I've called Crystal Springs before, and they've actually told me on the phone that a lot of heart doctors recommend their patients this actual water. This is something very disgusting. This is water for babies, and it says, with added fluoride, minerals added for taste, and it says with added fluoride. Now, the really crazy joke about this is the ruse that they use to put fluoride in the water is that it helps protect your teeth, but as far as I know, babies don't have teeth. So why does baby need fluoride? Total dissolved solids counts, 220 parts per million.
Heavy, right here, heavy.
What's their solids count? Dissolved solids, 309 parts per million. So they're proudly listing that it comes from a mountain, natural spring water, they got the mountain right there, and they're telling you this has dirt in it. But they just stopped bothering to list the full chemical name of it. See, it says calcium, magnesium, potassium. They don't bother telling you this is inorganic calcium, inorganic magnesium, and inorganic potassium. Complete death to the body. So this is a total dissolved solids meter, TDS. You find about $15 on the internet. It gives you a readout of the parts per million in your water or in any liquid. It gives you a digital readout right here, 000. There's 2 electrodes in here, which it measures how easily the electric current runs between the two, and then figures out what that equates to in parts per million. So let's test some water. First thing we'll do is get some unfiltered tap water. Let's measure that over here. So we keep it separate from all of these. This is very simple to use. Turn it on. And we're getting 58 parts per million. So this is water from my distiller. See how it's not changing at all? 0 parts per million. And just so you don't think I'm fooling, here's the tap water. Oops, it actually goes that way. So there we have 54 parts per million, 55. Put it back in the distilled water. Stays at 0. Purified or distilled are synonyms, and to purify water means it's an attempt to get as close as you can to 0. This is what nature does all the time in the hydrologic cycle. It is an attempt to leave behind all matter, to create new water so that it can do its job of running through the earth and running through creatures and cleaning things. You can also see a clarity difference. I don't know if you can see that in the camera or not, but there's a slightly brown color to this water versus the distilled water. Let's test these other waters here. We got Evian, we got Perrier, we got Pellegrino, we got Fiji, Deer Park basic spring water, Crystal Springs distilled water. Now I've called this company and talked to them, and they literally told me on the phone that a lot of times cancer doctors and even heart doctors will put their patients on distilled water. And I guess Crystal Springs is a known particular type that's very good. And so here's Deer Park. They have spring water, but they also have distilled water. This Pellegrino on the side says calcium 4%. Again, they aren't bothering to tell you that that's inorganic calcium. They tell you where it came from. They tell you that it was natural mineral water. Again, they don't bother to tell you that it's inorganic minerals. Natural mineral water with natural CO2 added, total dissolved solids, 948 milligrams per liter. Sometimes they list it that way. So here's our Fiji water. Let's see what we get. So again, here's my tap water. I can just tell by the brown color. Now it's saying 59 parts per million. Here's my distilled water from my machine. It's fluctuating around a 1 now.
Damn it.
Here's Evian. I believe on Evian it says 300 parts per million on the bottle. So here we're getting 275 parts per million. No, 309. So it's coming close. But notice here on the label, it just says mineral composition. They're completely leaving out of the discussion that there's two types of minerals, organic and inorganic. And they just say calcium, magnesium, potassium. If they were truly labeling what they really are, it would have to say inorganic calcium, inorganic magnesium, and inorganic potassium. They even show you that it's coming from a mountain. Mountains are made out of dirt. Humans do not eat dirt. Dirt is made of inorganic minerals. This is deadly to the human body. Perrier, again, sparkling natural mineral water. About 375 parts per million. Takes a while to settle and come to the actual number, but you see where it's at. Pellegrino, 600, over 600 parts per million. All right, Fiji, I believe that said 204 parts per million on the bottle.
Is that a 1?
Yeah, 144 parts per million. And again, you see here on the bottle, that lists calcium, magnesium, and they don't bother telling you that these are all the inorganic versions. They just plainly state that it's calcium. Okay, here's Deer Park spring water. 186 parts per million. Here's Deer Park distilled water. Now, what's happening here is there's some matter on the electrodes. So it's saying 3 parts per million. But let's see what happens if I shake it in a little bit. Went back down to a 0. That's probably what was affecting mine coming up to a 1 or a 2. 0 parts per million. Crystal Springs distilled water. Again, 0 parts per million. Let's go back to my distilled water. Give it a fair shot here. Yeah, now there's no movement. Pinned back at 0. Whereas my tap water, 55. Okay. Here we have some raw goat's milk and some freshly made pineapple and orange juice. Now, a lot of people say, well, Andrew, how can these be distilled waters? They're not just water. Well, again, distilled doesn't necessarily refer to, it's not really a type of water. Distilled is a condition of liquids. And what creates that condition is when everything in it has the same electrical charge. With these distilled waters, once it's clean, every molecule has a pure negative electrical charge. And since just like a magnet, the same two sides don't want to go together, like there's a force field there, they're pushing away from each other, it is that push that creates the distilled condition. It's not still. They're all trying to move away from each other because they all have the same charge. In the electrical world, opposites attract. So when you have positive and negative, they stick together, and now you have things clumping together, and you don't have free-flowing liquid anymore. The reason that body fluids and living fruit juices are distilled is because they too are alive, and everything living in these things has a negative electrical charge. So, and yes, you know, it's not going to read a zero, but these are still distilled waters. This is raw goat's milk. Again, this is raw living orange juice and milk. So let's see what we get here. Now this says 123, and the times 10 is flashing up in the corner. So that means 1,200 parts per million. It's a lot of parts, but the good thing about these parts is they're alive. This is actually organic calcium. Whereas back over here in Fiji water, when it lists the calcium, this is calcium coming from rocks. And that's inorganic calcium. You cannot use that. Here, Evian, again, they list the calcium, and they're showing it's coming from a mountain. This is dirt. Mountains are made of dirt. This is inorganic calcium. Your body cannot use that. This, these parts per million, you can use these. You want these types. Let's see what the milk comes in at. Again, the times 10 is flashing. It says 239. So this is actually 2,390 parts per million, but these are all living parts per million. This is what you want. This is why these are still distilled waters. And we'll test urine later on. These two will have high counts. So these are distilled waters because they're living. All body fluids, all plant fluids are distilled because they all have the same negative electrical charge. And urine is the same way. I've talked to some people who say, well, how can urine be a distilled water? Because it's got all the stuff in it. It's the same exact thing. All the things in urine are living. It's excess minerals, hormones, and nutrients. They're all bioavailable. They're all still alive. And this, too, creates the distilled condition of the water. Now, I've tested my urine at different times, and when it's kind of a typical or a slightly more than normal yellow color, you know, from being slightly dehydrated, I've seen it at 8,000 parts per million. When it's a typical normal yellow urine color, it's at roughly 4,000 parts per million. When I've been drinking a lot of water and I'm eating a lot of raw foods and it's close to clear and it kind of has a slightly yellow quality, it'll be at about 2,000 parts per million. And when you start fasting, and this will tell you what's happening with people who are going on the 30 and 40 day urine fast, if you keep testing it while you're fasting, you get to 3, 5, 7 days out, it gets down to zero. It goes from, you know, 8,000 to 4,000 to 2,000, and you keep testing it, it'll actually eventually pin out at zero. And this is truly showing you that it's not the ingredients in urine. Yes, they are there to help and they're excess things, and you can use them. But what is really healing people is pure water. And these people doing 30 and 40 day urine fasts, after about 5 days, there's no more ingredients in the urine. They're just cycling the universe's most awesome water ever over and over and over. And that force field that you always wished for as a kid is a real thing. If you flood your body with pure distilled waters and you rid yourself of all the inorganic matter, you create resistance, ohms. You literally become the resistance to the harmful energy that we're surrounded by on this current psychopathic planet. And this shows you that pure water resists harmful energy, but yet is a conductor for life force, for healthy energy. This is Wilhelm Reich's Orgone energy. This is Tesla's radiant energy. This is prana, this is mana, this is chi. Life force, these are all words for the same things. We are light beings harvesting light, and when you make yourself pure, the whole body is a Tesla generator, is a Tesla coil, is an Orgone generator. That's what the huge whole body really is a conductor or a lightning rod for life force. And when you make yourself pure and you eat pure, raw, living foods, people start to glow. And this is why all the old pictures of saints, they're always painted with a golden glow around their head. And in all the testimonials that I've read, it is common to see in the tagline, not only will say, and now I look, my friends tell me I look 20 to 30 years younger, but there's also common taglines that say, and now my friends tell me I'm glowing. Well, what is that glow? That glow is that same thing that normally only a Curlian camera can pick up. But when people become so pure, their cup runneth over and they're bubbling over with prana, mana, chi, Orgone energy, Tesla's radiant energy, whatever you want to call it, it's light. That's what you truly are. All matter is condensed light, and you are a light being harvesting light. So this is a countertop model distiller. These usually run about $160 to $200. You take off the top here, you pour in a gallon, you put the top back on, and drip by drip over the course of 3.5 hours, you'll get a new gallon of water. This right here is a changeable carbon filter. The high heat method of distillation needs carbon filtration because there's one problem with it, and it's a known problem, and all distillers come with carbon filtration because there's things called VOCs, volatile organic compounds, which have a lower boiling point than water, and so they actually make it up through the distillation process. But carbon catches VOCs, so that's why they come with these. And you can change this out, and it's just got charcoal, usually coconut charcoal in there, and that catches the VOCs. Oops, anyways. So these are good for about one or two people. It's kind of a pain if you have a family of three or four people and some pets. You might want to move up to the autofill units instead of a manual fill because they have a water line running to them, much more convenient. So what you see on the bottom there is the residue that's left over that got left behind in the boiling chamber. And normally you would have been drinking that, and this is what causes plaque, causes heart attacks. This is cataracts, the matter causes cataracts. This is what causes arthritis too. But you boil it and the water rises up and the junk gets left behind.
So really it's not a distilled water. It's a inorganic catcher.
An inorganic leaver behinder.
Yeah.
So when you get the $160, $200 level, they come with a glass catch. The $99 ones usually have a plastic catch, and you don't want your fresh, hot, distilled water going into a plastic catch. You want it going into a glass container. This is the best container to hold your distilled water in. And then people generally store it in glass bottles as well. All right, let's go check out my distiller. So this is actually a double distiller. It sends it back and forth between two chambers twice up here. These are beautifully convenient compared to the countertop model that we were looking at earlier. This has a simple water line running to it, and it has levers inside the holding tank. It makes the water up here, and it sends it down into here, and whenever it gets to a certain low level, it turns itself back on. So this is referred to as an autofill distiller. For any family, three or four people or more, and you want to give it to your pets as well, my pets get compliments all the time about how white their teeth are, and they obviously don't brush, and I don't brush them for them, It's because the distilled water is keeping their teeth clean all the time. So I mentioned that these have both a pre- and a post-carbon filter. This is the pre-carbon filter right here. It just intercepts the line. It's just a basic carbon filter. Change it about every 3 months or so.
That was an intriguing presentation by Andrew Weber. His website is andrewnortonweber.com. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.
My little grasshopper plane cannot fly very high. I find you so far from my sight. I'm lost in my old green. A big white plastic finger surrounds my dark green hair. But it's not your unknown caress. It's not from your unknown right hand. Oh, don't help me, my love, my brother, my girl. Just tell me your name. Just let me say, who am I? Don't help me, my love, my brother, my girl. Just tell me your name. Just let me say, who am I? I am the sun, the darkness. My name is Green Wave, Death, Salt. South America is my name, world is my name, my size. And under my name, here am I. My little grasshopper plane cannot fly.